Good evening. It's time for a look at local and area news. I'm David Coy. A local organization of former police is endorsing a candidate in the Morgan County Sheriff's race for the first time in its history. The Jacksonville Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 125 recently announced their endorsement of candidate Chris Johnson in the race for Morgan County Sheriff. Johnson, a lieutenant with the Jacksonville Police Department since 2009 and 24 years of law enforcement experience under his belt, is squaring off against longtime Morgan County Chief Deputy Mike Carmody. FOP Lodge 125 President Doug Thompson says that the decision to endorse Johnson was highly influenced by a candidate forum that the lodge held earlier this month, in which Johnson was the only candidate present.
We invited both candidates. We told them, gave them a couple days to choose from on when they would like to address our membership. I talked with both of them, and Chris said whatever day works best for us. I told him to pick. He picked. And then when I talked with Carmody did not give me an answer. And then when we had the day that everybody was to talk, he was not there. So CJ addressed our membership, and then from there, he asked for our endorsement. We then had an anonymous vote in which he won overwhelmingly for an endorsement.
Thompson discusses some of the things he took away personally from Johnson's address to the lodge.
He had talked about making sure that he's seen out in the public, that he's in a uniform, that he's a working sheriff, that he is visible and is out helping his deputies when possible. And that was something that I like seeing. Obviously, with Chief Medford here, he's one of those that he's very good at that. He's in uniform in public events. He's out and about and is very visible. I think that's good for the head of any agency that they are seen with their people.
As previously mentioned, the Jacksonville FOP Lodge 125 has never endorsed a Morgan County Sheriff's candidate in the past. Thompson explains the lodge's history with political endorsements.
We have pretty much stayed out of endorsements for the most part because of the fact that we are a smaller lodge. We work with the candidates on either side of the aisle, no matter what happens when they're elected. And we've had judge candidates, we've had state attorney candidates come speak to us. And we have not endorsed until this last state attorney race. We actually were requested by State Attorney Nolan for endorsement.
The race for Morgan County Sheriff culminates with next month's primary election, which are set to take place March 20th. Recently, WLDS WEAI reported on the first ever Hot Chocolate 5K hosted by Morgan Scott, CEO. It was originally supposed to kick off last Saturday, but due to the snow and poor weather conditions, the 5K was postponed. WLDS WEAI has spoken with Morgan Scott, CEO, and has learned that the Hot Chocolate 5K and its carnival at Nichols Park have been moved to Saturday, February 24th. Registration is still open and is now only $30. You may sign up before or the day of the event at 9 a.m. The race will get started around 10 a.m. The family carnival is set to stay open until 2 that afternoon. Morgan Scott encourages anyone who would like to attend to have the option of running or walking the 5K. If you would like to register in advance, give Morgan Scott, CEO, a call at 217-993-6053, or you can like the Morgan Scott, CEO, fan page and fill out the form. Just head to facebook.com/MorganScottCEO and click on the event. A full look at your forecast is coming up next. A reminder that Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WEAI.com.